हाय, दिस इज़ विकास दुबे, बीए पार्ट टू, फैकल्टी ऑफ सोशल साइंस। ड्रामा लुक बैक इन एंगर। द समरी इन ब्रीफ। एक्ट वन, जिमी पॉटर एन एंग्री यंग मैन। द स्टोरी ऑफ द प्ले इन्वॉल्व्स जिमी, हिज वाइफ एलिसन, हिज फ्रेंड क्लिफ एंड एलिसन्स फ्रेंड हेलेना। जिमी इज द सेंट्रल कैरेक्टर ऑन हूम द प्ले इज बेस्ड। He is a complex personality. He is keenly dissatisfied with life in general and who is unable to reconcile himself to his environment and to the people around him. A social rebel. The action of the play takes place in a flat in a town in the English Midlands. When the play first opens, Jimmy, Allison and Cliff are shown in a room in their flat. Both Jimmy and Cliff are from the working class background, while Allison belongs to the upper class. The social disparity between the husband and wife is the cause of tension in their marital life. All the three are of the same age, in spite of being a university graduate, Jimmy earns his livelihood by running a sweet stall in which he is assisted by Cliff. When the play opens on a Sunday evening, Jimmy and Cliff are reading the newspaper while Allison is ironing clothes. Jimmy makes a lot of fuss reading some news items and criticizes the newspaper and makes fun of the contributors. He snubs Cliff as an ignorant person and criticizes his wife for her ceaseless ironing. We can get a fair idea of his temperament in the very opening scene. He is annoyed even when the church bell rings. Jimmy's criticism of people. Jimmy is dissatisfied with the routine kind of life which he has to lead. He complains about the monotony of Sunday and criticizes Cliff and Allison for not showing any enthusiasm for anything. Most of his comments are marked by bitter sarcasm. He especially shows his bitter wit in the condemnation of his wife's family. He calls Allison and her brother Nigel sycophantic, falgamate, and pusillanimous. He mocks at Allison's father, who he says was very happy in imperialistic India, but who is leading a life of regret and having lost the benefits he was used to as the commander of Maharaja's army. He can never forgive Allison's mother for having opposed his marriage with Allison and because of her higher social status. The Bears and Squirrels game revives love between the couple. Jimmy's constant verbal abuse have affected the sensitive Allison. She is pregnant and so much in the tension that she hesitated to reveal her pregnancy to Jimmy. As she is pretty close to Cliff, she confides in him about her fear. Cliff admires her to disclose the fact of her pregnancy to Jimmy. When Cliff goes out for a little while, there is a tender scene between Jimmy and Allison. This scene shows that in spite of his bullying, Jimmy is basically in love with his wife. They play the game of bears and squirrels and express their love for each other. Jimmy calls Allison a beautiful squirrel, and Allison lovingly responds, calling him a really marvelous bear. Allison, at this moment of happiness, was about to disclose her pregnancy when Cliff comes in. Helena, Allison's friend, will come to stay as a guest. Cliff informs Allison about a phone call of her. Helena, a friend of Allison, tells Allison that she would be coming to their place as a guest. Jimmy loses his temper when he learns about Helena's impending visit. He regards her as his natural enemy. Act 1 closes with the most offensive speech that Jimmy makes towards Allison. He viciously wished that something horrible should happen to Allison, which would may wake her up from the beauty sleep. For instance, she should have a child that dies, he says viciously, only that will make her more human. He insults her in front of Cliff by describing her as a woman with the passion of a python, caring little for her sensitiveness. He says that every time they make love, she devours him like an oven-sized rabbit. Act 2, Scene 1. Alison's account of her marital life. In this scene, Helena is shown to stay at the Porter's apartment for 2 weeks. She has been helping Alison with the household chores which Alison appoints. Helena and Alison have an intimate conversation in which Alison tells Helena about the circumstances under which she married Jimmy. Her parents vehemently opposed the alliance, but with little effect. For several months, they led a miserable life with Jimmy in one of Jimmy's friend's house, as he was too broke to afford an accommodation on his own. She could never force herself to like who had been a crude fellow. He had Jimmy did everything to humiliate Alison. It was only after Hugh left for some foreign country that they come to this apartment where they are staying now. Jimmy had started a sweet stall with the help of Mrs. Tanner. Hugh's mother, Alison, tells Helena that Jimmy has no idea about her pregnancy. She brushes away Helena's apprehension that Jimmy may push her to death by the callous and verbal abuses by saying that she and Jimmy are very much in love. She tells Helena about their escape to the fantasy world where they play the bears and squirrel game. When the two women are engaged in conversation, Jimmy is loudly playing the trumpet, which is the cause of irritation to both. Alison's mother and Helena. Cliff and Jimmy join the two women, and Jimmy begins to talk in his usual offending and crude manner, criticizing things and people in general. Jimmy's condemnation of Alison's mother makes Helena sick. Jimmy feels especially annoyed on hearing that Alison had defied him by willing to accompany Helena to the church. Jimmy makes some mocking and humiliating remarks about Alison. Alison's mother, not sparing even Helena, who threatened to slap him if he did not stop his offensive talk, Jimmy hits back, saying that if she slapped him, he will not hesitate to slap back in return. Jimmy asks Helena if she watched anybody dying. When Helena gives a negative reply, Jimmy gives a pathetic account of his experience of watching his father die at the tender age of 10. That experience taught him more about love, betrayal, and death than Helena and the likes of her would know all their lives. However, Jimmy's moving account produces no effect on Helena, Alison, or Cliff. Helena's telegram to Alison's father. Helena is shocked at Jimmy's behavior of Alison. She advises Alison to leave Jimmy in order to teach him a lesson. She tells Alison that she cannot go on living in that way in her pregnant condition. Jimmy will drive her to death. Concerned with Alison's well-being, Helena secretly sends a telegram to Alison's father to come and take away his daughter. She tells Alison about it later on and insists that Alison should leave Jimmy and go away with her father. The news of Mrs. Tanner's illness. Jimmy receives a call from London to inform him about Mrs. Tanner's illness. He has suffered a stroke and has been admitted to a London hospital in serious condition. Jimmy decides to go to London to see the dying woman and asks Allison to accompany him. Allison ignores his request and goes away with Helena to the church. Jim is so hurt by Allison's refusal that he drops to the bed and buries his face beneath the sheet. Act 2, Scene 2. Colonel Redfern, Allison's father, arrives. The next evening, Allison's father, Colonel Redfern, arrives at the Porter's apartment after receiving Helena's telegram. Colonel Redfern does not approve of his daughter's decision to leave Jimmy. He warns her that she is taking a big step. He holds himself and his wife is responsible for Jimmy's attack on Allison and his family. He admits his mistake of opposing Allison's marriage with Jimmy. He admits that Jimmy has rightly described him as just one of these sturdy old plants left over from the Edwardian wilderness that cannot understand why the sun is not shining anymore. He then explains to his daughter why he feels that the sun does not shine anymore. He held a high position of authority as the commander of Maharaja's army till India's liberation from Britain. But now, after coming back to England, he feels unimportant and unwanted. His life in India was vanished like a dream. He wanted his dream to continue forever. He is disillusioned as everything has changed. Allison's departure. Allison is ready to live with her father, Helena, who Allison believed would be accompanying her, announces, much to the surprise of Allison, that she would stay on for another night as she has an important appointment the next day. Allison gives Cliff a note to pass on to Jimmy. Cliff is distressed to know about Allison's decision and suggests that she herself should tell Jimmy about it. After Allison had left, Cliff gives the note to Helena and goes out of the house, saying that he would not be able to see Jimmy hurt. Helena's change of attitude towards Jimmy. Jimmy enters in a furious mood. He says that he had sat by Mrs. Tanner's bedside for 11 hours and then she died. Helena gives him Allison's letter. He is enraged after reading the letter, where Allison mentions that she will always have a deep loving need of Jimmy. He bluntly asks Helena what she was doing. He seizes her by shoulder and asks her to get out of the house in a threatening manner. At this, Helena slaps his face savagely, but surprisingly, the very next moment, she kisses him very passionately. Act 3, Scene 1. Everything as usual. Several months pass. A Sunday evening once again, and the whole sitting in identical to the opening scene of Act 1. Jimmy and Cliff are reading newspaper. Jimmy is reading out some news and criticizing people. Allison's personal belongings are replaced by that of Helena, and even Allison's place in the household has been taken over by Helena, who, just like Allison, is weaving clothes. Cliff and Jimmy are engaged in a mock fight like earlier. Cliff's decision to leave. Cliff decides to leave the sweet style and start something on his own. He reveals his decision to Jimmy and Helena. He also expresses his desire to marry and settle down. Both Jimmy and Helena are upset by the decision. Jimmy praises Cliff as a royal, generous and loyal, a good friend in front of Helena. Jimmy's attack on women. Jimmy is of the opinion that there is no good and brave cause in the present day world. All good causes, according to him, came to an end in the 30s and 40s of the century when Jimmy had been a child. Jimmy criticizes the fairer sex because they always try to blind men to death. As man has no alternative, they allow women to exploit, persecute and butcher them. Alison's unexpected return. A tender and loving scene between Helena and Jimmy takes place. Jimmy appreciates Helena for showing her affection for him. They get physically intimate and he pleads her to make sure that nothing goes wrong between the two. She assures him of her love and says that she always wanted him. He makes a suggestion that he will close down the sweet style and start a new life. Just then the door opens and Alison comes in. Act 3rd, scene 2nd. Alison regrets her coming back. On seeing Alison, Jimmy goes out of the room without speaking to her. Alison apologizes to Helena for coming back, as she has no right to interfere in Jimmy and Helena's life. Helena, however, replies that Alison had every right to come here as she was Jimmy's wife. Alison says that she had lost faith in everything, including the sanctity of marriage, and says that a marriage can survive only if the two partners can adjust themselves to each other. If a woman tries to dominate over her husband, she is sure to be discarded like herself. Helena admits her guilty and decided to leave Jimmy. The sudden arrival of Alison seems to affect Helena's mind. She realizes that she has been wrong in living with Jimmy as his mistress, though she had been living in the madhouse for several months. She never has forgotten the difference between right and wrong. She has all the time conscious of her sinful act. She then makes one interesting comment on Jimmy. She says that she has found out what is wrong with Jimmy. According to her, Jimmy was born out of his time and there is no place for people like him any longer, either in sex or politics or anything else. Helena is determined to end her relationship with Jimmy and to get out of the house. She says that more, not even Jimmy could make her believe that she had been right in living with Jimmy as his mistress. Besides both, she and Jimmy are poles apart, belonging to two different worlds. She notices that Alison had a miscarriage and lost the baby, and she interprets it as a divine judgment on them all as a result of wrongdoing. Jimmy condemns Helena. On Helena's calling, Jimmy comes inside the room and notices Alison's appearance and understands that she has a miscarriage. But he does not show any sign of grief. When he learns about Helena's determination to leave, he is angered and sadly comments that everyone wants to escape that pain of being alive. He condemns Helena by saying that love demands courage and strength, which she lacks. A woman like Helena, who wants to maintain a nice and clean soul, cannot lead the life of senses and so should become a saint. Jimmy's complaint against Alison. Just after Helena leaves, Alison too gets ready to go, but Jimmy's voice stops her. He complains for not sending any flower to Mrs. Tanner's funeral and has hurt him. He reveals that though he possesses tremendous anger of mind and spirit, yet he is lonely. Recalling his first meeting with Alison, he says that he admired her relaxation of his spirit. When he first saw her, he discovered only after marriage that she did not possess that quality. In order to have that quality, one has to suffer. The reconciliation. Jimmy's word bring tears to Allison's eyes and admits that her attitude was wrong. It was wrong on her part to be ventral and seek the life of a saint. She now wants to a lost cause like him and wants to be corrupt and futile. She reminds him about her miscarriage and says that his wish to see her suffer some misfortune has been fulfilled. Now he can have that satisfaction that she has gone through a painful experience. Raising her face towards Jimmy, she says that she is in mine, growling and crawling. She then collapses at his feet. For a moment, Jimmy stood frozen and then takes her in his arms. He asks her not to cry and reminds her of the bears and squirrels game, which they used to play so often. The playing of the game marks the final reunion of the two. End.